I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Tonight, before we pray tonight, we are going to talk shortly about becoming effective in prayer. Becoming effective in prayer, or making sure that your prayers produce the necessary results that you are expecting. Being effective in your prayer. James 5 verse 16 tells us that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Amen. That is my emphasis. That the effective prayers of Christians is what produces results. The effective prayers, that means that it's not just praying, but praying effectively. Tell someone, it's not just about praying, but praying effectively. There are many people who have tarried in prayer until they are tired of prayer. Are you guys what I'm saying? Because they are praying, but they don't know how to pray. And they don't know even what to pray. And they don't know how to be effective in it. So they have tarried for years in prayer until they are already tired. And some have even retired from prayer. Are you guessing what I'm saying? May you never retire from prayer. May you never be tired of prayer. But may you have effectiveness in your prayer life. May your prayers never be a wasted time, a wasted moment, but may it be an effective prayer that generates the necessary results. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Rakataka bahaderebe. So you must understand that prayer is a result-oriented endeavor. Prayer is a result-oriented endeavor. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is something we enter into with an expectation of results. Nobody prays for nothing. Have you seen somebody praying and he's praying for nothing? Even if you don't have a prayer point, there is still a burden of intimacy in your spirit. That is why you are just praying without a prayer point. That one itself is a prayer point. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because there are times that I just pray and I find myself praying 4 hours and I've not raised one prayer point. And I've not raised my first prayer point. And I'm just speaking in tongues and just walking in the auditorium and walking in wherever I'm waiting on God, or at men's room especially. I can just walk in the auditorium left and right. For morning, I'll say, I want to pray 1 hour or 2 hours before I go and read the scripture. By the time I realize it is 2 o'clock. And I've not lifted one prayer point. So I understand that. But something still moved me there. Because I still want to experience God. I want to experience His presence. So even though I don't lift a prayer point, there is a burden in my heart. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that in itself is a reason for prayer. So prayer is not something we do for nothing. Nobody is fasting these 40 days for nothing. It's a result-oriented endeavor. But you end in frustration if you don't know how to be effective in it. You will be discouraged after the 40 days. Perhaps That's the reason why some Christians are discouraged in God or in prayer, because they feel like for years they have prayed and they have not had their results. The reason is because it is one thing to pray and it is another thing to be effective in your prayer. And amazingly, it is not the prayer of the righteous that made that generous results, but it is the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. It is the prayer that is becoming effective that makes you receive that kind of results that you're expecting. And I pray for 100 people here that this month of travail, you will be effective in your prayer. You will be effective in your waiting. You will be effective in your fasting. Let me hear your amen like a believer here. Oh, let me hear your amen like a believer here. So we pray because we want some results. And God, amazingly, is a prayer answering God. Psalm 65 verse 2 said, you that hears prayer. After that scripture there, I love it so much. You that hears prayer. The reason why I love that scripture, because it gives me some assurance that I should pray. Because he's the one that hears prayer. I'm not speaking to a deaf God. I'm not speaking to a God that cannot hear or cannot speak. He answered Elijah on the Mount of Carmel after the 1,000 prophets of Baal had done all they could from morning to night. Elijah even mocked at them that maybe your God is sleeping. Shout more, shout more. Then they too foolishness, they start shouting. Then Elijah will come by and say, ah, he has still not heard you. Okay, why don't you run? Why don't you run around there? Then they'll be running. Then Elijah said, why don't you catch us? Then they'll be catching themselves. Then Elijah was making mockery of them. Bible says they did that from morning to night. I'm not worshiping a dead God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't serve a dead God. Somebody rise to your feet and shout, I don't serve a dead God. I serve a living God. He's the same yesterday, and he's the same today. If God says something, who is man to change it? If God says yes, who is man to say no? I serve a living God. Clap your two hands together. Shakabarakataka. Sit down, but to obtain results in prayer or to be effective in prayer, there's always a way to go about it. And Jesus told them in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9. He says that when you pray, say this. He says that in this manner you will pray. Look at it. In this manner. That means in this way. Tell somebody about you, there is a way to pray. The other day just gather and then you are shouting. There is a way to pray. There is a way to pray. There is a way to provoke heaven. There is a way to move the hand of God. There is a way to shift the attention of heaven from wherever it is to you. There is a way. Jesus said, in this manner you shall pray. I declare that this month your eyes shall be open. You will know what to do to catch the attention of heaven. Hallelujah. And that is how to be effective in prayer. And when you become effective in your prayer, your results will be evident for all to see. You cannot be effective in prayer and have a hidden results. No, your results will be evident. Jesus was effective in his 40 days fasting and prayer, and the Bible says that when he came down from the mountain, news about him spread all over in Israel. News about him spread all over. People heard about him. He came in the power of the Spirit, and after that effective prayer that he made on that mountain, news about him spread, and the resource was evident. He ended his ministry here on earth. I pray that the results of your 40 days fasting will be evident for all to see. Somebody, you are not here. I prophesy over you that the results of your fast will be evident for all to see. The results of your waiting will show forth in your family. Generations shall be born who shall experience what you are praying about in this fasting and prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? that what God is about to do for you, many people are yet to be born, and they'll be born to be affected by the answer of your prayer. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Because the answer of Jesus is what is still re-echoing in our days. We are still worshiping him. A carpenter's son, a carpenter by profession. That prayer he made in that time, Moses also experienced God. And Moses was effective in prayer to the extent that when he came down from that 40 days fasting and prayers on in the mountain, Bible says that and the countenance of his face changed. And the glory of the Lord took over to the extent that people could not look at Moses' face. They had to you know, when the eclipse of the sun, is it the eclipse of the sun? You know, when it's happening and you want to watch the sun or whatever, then they'll ask you to put on some shades so that you can be able to watch it without endangering your eyes or without messing up with your eye. That was how it was in the days of Moses. That if you want to look at Moses' face, you have to go and look for a curtain and cover your face so that you look through the curtain to look through his face, to see his face. Because if you look at Moses' face directly, it's like I've seen the face of a god, and your eyes will be blinded, and you could not look at him clearly. You could not look at him straight. It's like some sun was shining. The reason was because he was effective in his fasting and prayer. Meanwhile, certain people go for fasting and prayer, and they come back, and nothing has changed in their lives. This travail can end, and somebody's life will not be changed. It's not my fault. You just have to know how to be effective in prayer. You just have to know how to be effective in this thing, because it's a result-oriented thing. And you must not just gather here to pray, but you must pray effectively. Can I hear your amen? Oh, can I hear your amen? Do you remember Elijah? Elijah on the Mount of Carmel, after the fetish priest, the thousand prophets and then prophetesses or prophets of Baal had prayed and chanted and called their God and could not answer. The Bible says that and Elijah engaged certain spiritual principles, and bam, the fire fell. He was effective in his prayer that ended the ministry of the Baal prophet. He cut off their heads. Thousand that day, there was a pool of blood all over on Mount Carmel because one prophet of God was slaying the heads and cutting off the heads of wrong prophet or false prophet. I declare that you are going to be effective in your prayer this season, and every witch, every wizard that has been responsible for the affliction in your life, God will finish them. Your amen is suspicious. I said, God will finish them. Anyone in your family that is responsible, that knows anything about your situation, that knows anything about the situation of your father, of your mother, of your siblings, of your family, by the time you end this fasting, their lives will be cut short. Their lives will come to an end. You will finish them. Shout aloud as amen.
Elijah became effective. And so, being effective in your prayer is what really matters. Not just being part of these prayer meetings and this fasting. Being effective in it is what matters. Hallelujah. So now, what are the steps to becoming effective? Kwanbe so na obema wumpai bono. How will you make your prayers effective? How will you make your fasting effective? Number one, heart preparation. Heart preparation. Everyone say heart preparation. Say, heart preparation. There is no manifestation without preparation. There is no move of God without a change of heart. Every move of God is initiated or is preceded by a change in the heart. Are you getting what I'm saying? In Joshua chapter 3, the verse number 6, Joshua 3, yes.
Verse 5. It said, then Joshua rose up. Okay, and Joshua said to the people, that sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. That means that because God is about to come, do something. That means that God will only move if we do something. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? So every move of God, or every great move of God, is preceded by a great change of human hearts. A preparation of our hearts. I know you have entered into travail, but how did you enter? How did you enter? How did you prepare yourself? Some of you told yourself that because you are approaching a next week, your travail, and you make sure that you don't spare any ball of kenke that crossed your path. You make sure that you will not leave any stew in the fridge. You make sure that, hey, Charlie, if somebody has an audit, this is a sheunim. Yes, I'm not fast on the main area. What a preparation. I'm the one by you, the way your cheeks are looking so nice, you are a suspect. It looks like you really prepared. Anytime I am about to engage in something dangerous and something critical like this, I prepare for the fast with a fast. The way you are belching after every course of meal. I prepare for such an engagement. I try to reduce my food. I try to reduce my food intake. I try to prepare my body to support me in the journey ahead. I don't rather say that there because the fast is coming. I mean, dinner. And look at the man come out to wolf. Oh, you have not seen that thing. People like eat a lot in the evening because the following day is fasting. If you don't take it that day, you break your fast. You will, because I come. As I come, they do super. I think that some scientists have to come explain to us why. Why rather when you eat around 12 midnight, rather you become hungry. That like there's a Muslim fast. I come here to me view. I'm not on my feet, but on the tea I'm watching. Let's focus. You know, though there is no great manifestation without great preparation. Encounter with God is born out of adequate preparation. For you to encounter God, you must have adequate preparation. My dear, don't just go through this fasting. Don't just go through it. Prepare for it. Prepare for the move of God. So that you'll be effective in it. So that you'll be effective in it. A heart preparation. Your heart must be involved. I was saying, Wakuma. Yes, you know. Now come, Pibo. Now come to me. And that's why in James 5:16, go back to my main scripture and use the Amplified Version. I hope you have the Amplified Version. The Amplified Version. Now, he said, the heart felt. I'm picking it from where my emphasis is. The heart felt and persistent prayer of a righteous man or believer can accomplish much. Hallelujah. For your prayer to accomplish much, it must be heartfelt. The heart must be involved. I was saying, Wakuma, I want Bible anymore. I will say, we see a wakuma. I can't pray. Otherwise, you will pray, but you will not see results. The earnest, the heartfelt, that's what James was talking about there. So prayer has its roots in the heart. Prayer is rooted in the heart of man, if it will work. Because God can only see your heart. He cannot see any other thing you are doing. God is not moved by your shouting. God is not moved by your tears. God is not moved by your screaming. God is not moved by your rolling on the floor. It is your mother who will be moved by it, but God has you pray that way. He doesn't see outwardly. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 tells us that for man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. God looks on the heart. So maybe we come to travail, and then some of the people, when they see the cameraman getting close to them, they start somersaulting. They were not praying, though. When they saw that the cameraman was coming off, because they want to have their face on the design. Because they saw their friend's face on the design. They said, nah, I'm sorry. He said, why should I continue? Why you chow photo? Charlie, feel free and pray. Pray when the camera is not on you. That's why I've been attending when I go to my spiritual father's Bishop Ajina, sorry, and then you see that the video camera is moving, and then you see that they'll put it on someone, the person is not praying, he's just watching something. Then when he sees his face in the video, Amen. I'm sure the time we'll start doing that, we'll be catching people like that. Well, I pray they see that I come to take you, Lord, and you start doing something. I'm not saying you should not feel free to pray. See, there's a dimension of prayer that it may move your body or something. I understand that. But I'm saying it should not be a sentence. I get what I'm saying. It should be real. Haven't you seen on social media people taking their own selfie and they are crying in worship? They are crying in worship. They are taking selfie in worship and they are crying. They are in tears and they are checking. What a generation. And they've come for an encounter or worship night, and they are in tears and they know how the camera men and women. How they are able to combine the two professions at the same time. It's sometimes still yet to. Hey, tell somebody by sitting you. Tell somebody sitting by you. This is in no settings. Be real. Pour your heart to God. If you are lying on the floor, you should be lying on the floor because of something you need from God. If you are facing the wall, you are facing it because you don't want any disturbance. All right? Thank you, Jesus. Say a heart's preparation. Because God sees on the inside. Because you see, the heart is the place of communion between God and man. Our heart. Our heart is the place that God relates with us. So prayer is actually located in the heart. Prayer is not the words you are speaking, but prayer is what is boiling in your heart. That is why we speak in tongues, words we don't understand. And yet God says, you said this and you said that. And so I am moving. Things are still happening because the thing is in the heart. God is watching our heart. The Bible said concerning Hannah that Hannah prayed from her heart to the extent she did not open her mouth. She did not utter a word, but God heard her prayer because God saw her heart. Let's read that scripture. First Samuel. Chapter 1 verse 13. Chapter 1 verse 13. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. She spoke where? Oh, come on, talk to me. She spoke where? These 40 days, may your prayers stem out of your heart. May say, sir, 40 days, yahweh, ma wompai bodo emfri wakumemu. Me mani nye niso. Now, 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 who show be a Obi Rema Oshano, Atadio Seba Oshano, Nempapa Oshano, Obemana Baoshe, Obana Baoshe. Is that why you are here? You will not be effective in prayer with that attitude. Your prayer must be backed with your heart, it must stem out of your heart. There is no outstanding answer to prayer without first an outstanding preparation. In your heart, there's no must have an outstanding preparation. Your heart must be involved. And God, I love it when the Bible says, only her lips moving, but no words. That is why Eli thought that she was drunk. Because how can a woman go to the altar, lying in front of the altar, crying and opening her mouth, and nobody could hear her, but her lips were just going up and down. And Eli said, ah, this lady is drunk. But the Bible says, and the Lord, her voice was not heard, but Eli thought she was drunk. Her voice was not even heard. So sometimes you see somebody standing like that in prayer, but he's praying more than the one who is clapping higher, higher, higher. He's praying more than the person. Because the thing is where? In the heart. The thing is in the heart. God watches, he looks into the heart. Another. Hallelujah. And that is what happened. Elijah, in 1 Kings 18, verse 30. Elijah, he first prepared the broken altar before he started making the prayer. He first prepared the broken altar. And the altar in the New Testament is our heart. So for us to have outstanding results in this prayer meeting, these 40 days, we must be ready to prepare certain things in our heart. Certain things that have changed in our life. Certain altars that are broken down. We must be ready to fix those altars. Are you ready to fix those altars? Certain altars of God in your life that seem to be broken down, you must be ready to fix them. Because if you don't fix them, you are not going anywhere with your prayer. Because God watches first. That's how come Elijah brought the fire down through his prayer. Because he first fixed the broken altar. Ask the one by you, what is broken in your life? Which altar of God is broken down in your life? A day a dia in kauni nyaminya kuta undie fa I na ase wo abrabo mu. You must restore it back. It may be your prayer life. It may be your holiness. It may be your consecration, your discipline. You used to have a time for prayer every night. You wake up, that altar now is broken, and you wonder why nothing is happening in your life now. Because that altar is broken. But in these 40 days, you are going to repair every altar that the devil has destroyed in your life. Are you getting me? You are going to repair every altar. Anything that made you encounter God some years ago, the way you used to serve God, the things you used to do with God, the things you used to do, the discipline, the spiritual disciplines you used to observe, all the things you have stopped that has made you become weak spiritually, you are going to rebuild them. Because the Lord is about to do something in your life. I said, the Lord is about to do something in your life. Shout, the Lord is about to do something in my life. Amen. Are you getting my message? Or are you getting my message? And on the Mount of Carmel, after he repaired that altar, he was able to have effectiveness. He became effective in prayer. If anything has tempered with God's altar in your life, you must be ready to repair it. You must be ready to repair it. That's why we are starting on this note. To encounter God in your prayers, you must prepare for him. Even in Matthew 3 verse 3, the Bible says that the voice in the wilderness crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. There is no comings of God that is not preceded by preparation. Even for the Messiah to come, there had to be a preparation. So how do you prepare for him? Quickly, let's take one for today. How do you prepare for him? My time is up. How do you prepare for him? One, consecration. Everybody say consecration. What is consecration? It means a life of separation. Separating yourself from the things of the world. Separating yourself from certain pleasures and from certain things. There are dimensions of consecration. There are other consecration that even makes you separate yourself from things that are not sinful. But they will not sponsor your destiny. They will not. They become weight on your life. For example, certain people even enter into consecrations of a eunuch. Without getting married. It's a dimension of consecration. It's a dimension of consecration. It's in the Bible. The Bible says for some people, for the sake of the assignment, consecrate themselves or become eunuchs. That's what gave birth to all these monks and stuff. It's a dimension of consecration. That one is not about sin.
It's a consecration. There are people who are so consecrated that if you call him around 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. or to 10 a.m., you never reach him. If you like be dying, you die. He has a life of consecration that demands that he doesn't talk to any human being until he finishes talking with God. That's the dimension. So his wife, if he knows, so nobody goes to talk to him around that hour because he's in prayer. It's a dimension of consecration. So when I talk about consecration, I'm talking about separation. As we are approaching these 40 days, as we are going into this fast, as we have started, make sure that you are preparing yourself by consecrating yourself. And for a lot of us, the consecration I'm even talking about is not those dimensions. I'm talking about the basic consecrations. Separating yourself from impurities, from sinfulness, from the sins of the world, from the pleasures of this world, from the things that corrupts your spirit, the things that desecrate you, sanctifying yourself, making yourself holy from those things. You say, oh, Pastor, why are you talking about this? I'm talking about this because it is a barrier to answered prayer. It is a barrier. Preparing your heart in purity is the first step to establish a viable communication with God. You can never have a communication, a static communication, an effective prayer life if you live in sin. Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 3. It said, the hands of the Lord are not short that he cannot save you. Neither are his ears deaf that he cannot hear. Nor his ears heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Or say, Esai will burn in tea. And Keradi dien kaninsa nyetia. Say, Nswoji en kanasun emu nyeduru. Say, Ntiminti ewusu. Banyentia wusu year by year. And nyoman sisano. It's because they will burn in at a tiwuni nyamintem. And it's a train in sakra. Now will burn in the wukwechi. Inti nyamin santimin kaun. Then yes, and insaitia. I get what I'm saying. Pray that every sin that is separating you from God on this altar of travail, that sin is washed away. Oh, I said that sin is washed away. Shout, I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Shout, I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Because you must understand that sin is a barrier to your prayer. Isaiah 66, the verse number 18. He said, if I observe iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66 verse 18. If I observe iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Say me crap boni wo makume moa. And so you must check your heart. Please tap the one by your head, check your heart. Prepare your heart. Start preparing your heart. What is there hidden in your heart? That sin you have not confessed. That secret sin you are hiding. That thing that has become like a yoke on you. An addiction. It is the reason why you go each year without answers to your prayer. Because as you are busily praying, you are also busily sinning. The devil sets you up and you fall into sin. And that year prayer you prayed have been cancelled by your fornication that you went to do. And you may not understand. You say that, oh God, why? Every year I'm in travail and still this job and still this what? Also think about the things you did in all those years. And that will make you understand why you have prayed for 3 consecutive years and your miracle has not come. Because sin is a barrier. May God deal with every sin that has been a blockage in your life. Oh, if your amen is loud, it will help you. May my God wash away every barrier from your life. May God clear out of your path every barrier of sin in the name of Jesus. Because iniquity gives Satan even an advantage against you. It gives Satan an advantage against you in prayer. In Zechariah 3 verse 1, Bible says that Joshua the high priest appeared before God, which I believe in prayer. To communicate with God, the Bible says that, and Satan was standing on his right hand, resisting him.
accusing him, stopping him. Satan had advantage over him. For some of you, the devil has gained some kind of advantage over you. But I declare that by the blood of Jesus, this altar of rescue, we command that advantage is broken down. That advantage is canceled. By the blood of redemption. The Bible says that, and God instructed the angel that take off the garment of iniquity, because he was wearing a filthy garment. And that is why the devil had the audacity to stop him. But the Lord rebuked the devil, and the Lord took, commanded for his filthy garment to be changed. So tonight, God is going to rebuke every devil that is hijacking your blessing. Oh, you are not here. Maybe you are not the one I'm talking to. I said tonight God is going to destroy every devil that is blocking your destiny. And then God commanded for a change of garment. And God told him, from today your iniquity is rolled away. From today your sin is rolled away. That means that you only have advantage over the devil in prayer when your iniquity is rolled away. And tonight we are going to pray that, Lord, roll away every iniquity, every garment of sin that will block my travail 2025. Roll it away by the blood of Jesus. Roll it away by the blood of Jesus. And we will command angels to change our garments in the spirit. The Lord commanded an angel to change, and it happens in prayer. Change his garment. Say, I have removed your iniquity from you. Because iniquity is like a dress that you wear around in the spirit. That's why he removed the dress, and I told him, I've removed your iniquity. That means the dress is the iniquity. We are going to pray tonight. We are going to pray tonight. You must understand that consecration is the foundation for prayers that command answers from God. Is the foundation. Consecration, holiness, purity. Say ye benam kron kron ye muno. Eno na ye fapima. Ema ye mpai bo ye juma. 40 days, si men we still mpai bo unia. Men we still mpai bo. Men mo bon samin shada anfen soche bim be chawa ne mu na wa ye. Na mpai bo ni na an e shiegu. Na prophecies I ba usu ni na an ayekwa. Now deliverance is your born in an home na san sign but we move you. It's a bony alcohol. It's the foundation. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. The Bible says that the foundation of the Lord stands what? Sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's the foundation. Say that's the foundation. And then it will flap him. And no ne of him. Kron kron ye. And no ne man bimun pai bono e ye juma. And am bimun pai bon ye juma. Sen yami bape ye bibi amawa. Ya de kron kron ye ne di siano. Yenfe boni siano. Yenfe boni siano. Joshua 3:5. He said that for the Lord is about to do wonders in your midst. So sanctify yourselves. These 40 days, I present to you that the God of rescue is coming to do you good. I said the God of rescue is bringing your restoration. He's bringing your recovery of your lost glory, of your lost power, of your lost ministry, of your lost employment, of your lost career, of your lost academic destiny, of your original destiny and your original blessing. So sanctify yourself. Because you cannot expect God to do wonders amongst you. How many of you want God to do wonders amongst you? He says that then sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. We sanctify ourselves because we are anticipating the power of God to use us. Cannot be a young man, you are enjoying everything some, and you say, God, use me. It's to use what you are enjoying everything some. You are enjoying everything, so you don't know that there's a consecration. You don't have consecration ethics. And say, God, use me. You will die unknown. That one I can promise you. God doesn't do that. If you believe the Lord is going to do wonders, if you believe that your ministry will reach the ends of the world, you show it to God by sanctifying yourself. You are sleeping with anything, son. You are pressing anything, son. You are sleeping everywhere, son. You are drinking everything, son. And you say, Lord, I'm available. Use me. Is it use you for what? The only thing he can use you for is an example of an Esau. A failed destiny. That's the example he can use you for. Yes, Esau was used in the Bible. Did God use Esau? Yes. But God used Esau for a negative example. The Bible says that just like the fornication of Esau, how he traded his destiny for a lentil, a pot of stew. And when he was matured and was old, he was now crying for the same destiny. But God said, it's too late. Some of you, if you don't take it very soon, God will say, it's too late. That you are praying for is too late. I can't give it to you. You don't qualify for that kind of man. It's too late because you have destroyed it in your years of... But before you get to that dimension, I pray that the mercy of God saves you tonight. I said, the mercy of God saves you tonight. I said, the mercy of God saves you tonight. I shall be sanctified. May the blood of Jesus wash you clean. May the blood of Jesus sanctify you. May you qualify for every wonder God wants to do with your life. May your name go far and near. Shout, the Lord will use me. Clap your two hands together. Matthew 5 verse 8. Says that blessed are they that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. You will see God. 2025 travel. I said you will see God. You will have an encounter with God. And your destiny will change like Jacob. And your life will change like Hannah. And that yoke will be broken. And God will set you free. And you will be restored. And you will recover whatever the devil stole from you. I said you will see God. Shout, I will see God. But how will you see God? Blessed are those who are pure in heart. Check your heart. The things that are in your heart. Because the things that are in your heart is what makes you filthy before the eyes of the Lord. So somebody is praying, but God checks his heart. And the heart is too evil. The heart is too evil. The only prayer... The only prayer of a sinner that God hears. Bible says God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. Yes. The only prayer that God hears of a sinner is a prayer of repentance and confession. I'm sorry, Lord. And repent and confess. That's the only prayer God hears. That's the relationship he has with a sinner. That's the beginning point. A heart change. A heart change. 1 John 1 verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs 28 verse 13. Is that he that covers his sins will never prosper. It's not a witch who will not make him prosper. Because of his sins, he will not prosper. Bible says, such a person, he who covers his sin shall not prosper. But whoever confesses and forsakes them, this month, may God hear you. And may God have mercy upon you. And may your repentance attract the mercy of the Lord. We are going to rise in prayer. And we are going to cry to the Lord. Tonight, I want you to make sure that you fix your heart. Bible says that, and Elijah, before he tried to pray and call the Lord, he looked for the broken altars. abra me no kase shase adwindwini enyoma asɛ wo abra boma na nka ye wo ne nyame ntem enyoma sɛ na nka wo sifa bom paye fa sɛ nka wo sifa kwa sɔre fa sɛ nka wo sifa sum nyame fa sifa pra pra nyame asɔre fie sifa ye shepherd in fa check those altars check your life boni ewura wo mu enyoma sɛ wo di we ni hye enyoma sɛ wo nom bebi sɛ wo kɔ enyoma sɛ wo abra bo eye look at the altar a asɛ e wo abra bo mo. Elijah looked at the altar and started arranging them. And he gathered the altar that was broken down. And then he now set fire and cried, called God. And when he called God, God answered him. I pray that tonight, as you genuinely go before God with a heart of repentance, that from last year or years till now, Lord, set through my heart, if there be any sin in me, have mercy upon me. I will not hide my sins. I will not pretend that I am okay. I will not pretend that I have not erred. I will not lay the blame on you that you have delayed me. I know that I am the reason why things have become the way they have become. I know that I am the reason why life has turned the way they have turned. I know that I am the reason why issues have turned out that way. Because somewhere, somehow, I contributed, I gave the devil an advantage over my life by putting on a garment of sin. So Lord, please help me. Now, when you go before God like that, then he says you are not ready for the miracle. You are not ready for the answers to your prayer. You are not ready for business. This year, the Lord will do wonders in your life. Rise up to your feet and go before the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.